Results of blood work and soil testing done in the area of the former Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo were released this week. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that evidence of toxins was found.
135 people considered most at risk for exposure to lead had their blood drawn 2 years ago. 7 children were found to have elevated levels. The report notes that even low levels of lead could cause serious health problems in children. David Dorian is the regional representative for the federal agency that conducted the September 2013 tests. He acknowledges that the timing may have affected the results as children play more outside in the summer.
Blood lead has a half-life of roughly 60 days. So ideally we would have been there about a month earlier and it might have given us some slightly higher results, but we just don't know that.
Elevated levels of arsenic were not found in urine samples. Meanwhile, pilot soil sampling done at 12 properties in the area showed half with high levels of lead and mid-range levels in others. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.